You know that feeling, don't you? That creeping sense of overwhelm, maybe. Or that constant hum of anxiety, or even those moments of despair that just seem to, well, settle in. Whether it's from work stuff, relationships, or just the sheer pace of modern life, it's a weight a lot of us carry. Feels like a cycle sometimes, hard to break out of. Well, today we're doing a deep dive into something that might help. It's a resource designed to be, well, an ally. It's called Out of the Despair Toolkit by Otis W. Jones. And our mission today really is to pull out the most practical, maybe game-changing strategies from it, turning, complex ideas into clear insights you can actually use.
And it's really important right from the start to get where Otis W. Jones is coming from. They're very clear, very upfront, that they're not a licensed therapist. Instead, they say they're a person who has walked this path, someone who's been through it, navigated through some real darkness and found ways forward. The toolkit itself, it's framed less like a clinical thing and more as an invitation to join on a journey toward healing and resilience, like a trusted companion, which I think is a really nice way to put it.
That distinction feels huge, doesn't it? It sets a really grounded, kind of empathetic tone straight away. And the author includes this clear note on professional help, making it absolutely explicit that, okay, these tools are helpful, really helpful maybe, but they are not a substitute for professional help. Especially if you're in deep distress or facing serious mental health challenges, it's responsible, it's honest, acknowledges the limits, but also the potential. Okay, so with that groundwork laid, the toolkit jumps right in. It starts by trying to help us understand anxiety itself. Because let's face it, sometimes the biggest hurdle isn't the feeling, but just not getting what it is. It makes it clear anxiety is way more than just being overly worried. It's multifaceted. Physical symptoms, emotional ones, cognitive stuff, it all gets tangled up and it can really impact, everything you do day to day.
Yeah, and what's quite insightful is how it then breaks down the different ways anxiety shows up. It's not just one thing. For instance, it talks about GAD, generalized anxiety disorder. That's that kind of persistent, excessive worry about, well, everything, everyday stuff, like a constant background noise almost. Then there's SAD, social anxiety disorder. That intense fear around social situations, right, makes you want to avoid them or just feel super uncomfortable. It also covers panic disorder, those sudden overwhelming panic attacks. They can feel terrifying, like a heart attack even. And OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, with the intrusive thoughts and the repetitive behaviors people do to try and ease the anxiety. And of course, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which follows a traumatic event. What's really powerful, I think, is how the toolkit stresses that each has its own unique set of symptoms, meaning, the strategies that work best might need to be tailored. One size doesn't fit all.
That's such a crucial point. And from there, the toolkit digs even deeper into the root causes. It talks about this complex mix, right? Genetic factors, environmental influences, and past traumas. So it's not just about what you feel now, but maybe why your system is sort of wired that way.
Exactly. And that connects to the bigger picture. Helping us see anxiety isn't some kind of personal failing. It's complex. Knowing that things like your upbringing, family dynamics, and societal factors can shape anxiety levels, or how traumatic experiences can leave these lasting imprints, well, it helps us move beyond just symptom management. It offers a more compassionate way to understand ourselves, which raises a question for you listening. If anxiety has these deep roots, what common myths or misunderstandings do you think stop people from really getting it?
Yeah, good question. And you hit on something key there. The toolkit actually makes a point of clearing the air, debunking common myths. Like the first big one, anxiety is a sign of weakness. The toolkit really pushes back on that, says, no, these are legitimate medical conditions that require understanding and support, not judgment. And another one it tackles, which you hear a lot, is that anxiety can be easily overcome by positive thinking. Now, positive thinking isn't bad, but the toolkit is clear. Real management needs evidence-based strategies and professional support. You can't just wish it away. It really hammers home that this is real, physiological, psychological.
Precisely. And to really drive that home, the toolkit then explores the very real ways anxiety shows up physically across our whole system. It's quite thorough. It talks about physiological effects, changes in your heart rate, blood pressure, how it can mess with your immune system, disrupt your sleep. But it doesn't stop there. It also details the psychological effects. Things like trouble concentrating, feeling emotionally all over the place, finding it hard to just function day to day. It really reinforces that key point. Anxiety hits both the body and mind. It's holistic.
Okay, so now we've got this clearer, sort of more nuanced picture of anxiety and its impact. The toolkit then shifts gears, moving into the practical stuff, building a foundation for managing it. And it starts, crucially, with our thoughts. It really highlights the power of our thoughts and points out these common cognitive distortions, those sneaky, automatic negative thought patterns, like catastrophizing or thinking in black and white terms, the ones that just fuel the anxiety fire. It reminds us, look, these patterns are strong, but we can challenge them. We can change them.
So the big question then is how? How do we actually challenge these patterns that feel so automatic? Well, the toolkit gives specific techniques, things you can actually do. One is thought stopping. It's pretty much what it sounds like, consciously interrupting that negative spiral, like hitting a mental pause button. Then there's cognitive reframing. This is where you actively challenge a negative thought. Ask yourself, okay, is there another way to see this? Or what's a more balanced view? Mm-hmm. So if you think, I'm definitely going to fail this, reframing might be, okay, this is tough, but I have skills, I can learn, I can adapt. But one that's really interesting, maybe a bit counterintuitive, is cognitive diffusion. This isn't about getting rid of anxious thoughts because, let's be real, that's often impossible. It's about changing your relationship with them, learning to detach from anxious thoughts, observing them without judgment, seeing them as just mental events, like clouds passing, not absolute truths you have to obey. And just that shift, how you interact with a thought, can be incredibly freeing.
That's fascinating, having these specific mental tools. And beyond just thoughts, the toolkit gives us a really solid set of coping mechanisms. It breaks them down in a useful way, showing how different strategies fit different needs. First, you've got problem-focused coping strategies. These are about tackling the root cause of the anxiety head-on, taking action. Second, emotion-focused coping techniques. These are for managing your feelings in the moment when you're feeling anxious. And third, acceptance-based coping. This is about cultivating mindfulness and acceptance, finding ways to navigate anxiety with more grace, especially when you can't just fix the problem right away.
Right. So maybe an example would help. Let's say you're anxious about a work deadline. A problem-focused approach might be breaking the project into smaller tasks, making a schedule. You're tackling the source. An emotion-focused technique right then might be stepping away, doing some deep breathing for 5 minutes to calm down. An acceptance-based coping would be like, okay, wow, I feel really overwhelmed right now. That's okay. I can acknowledge that feeling, sit with it for a second without letting it derail me, and then get back to my plan. The toolkit also really emphasizes mindfulness and meditation here, calls them powerful tools because they help bring your attention to the present moment, right? Which cuts through all that anxious dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. It offers practical things like focused breathing exercises, just noticing your breath, and body scans, gently paying attention to different body parts, tangible ways to practice.
So we've got a better handle on anxiety, some core tools for our minds and emotions. What does this actually look like day to day?
Yeah.
This is where the toolkit really gets practical, giving strategies to feel more in control. One big area is time management techniques to reduce overwhelm and increase productivity. And it's not just about, you know, cramming more in. It's about focusing on prioritization, what really matters, and then breaking larger goals into smaller achievable tasks, building that sense of progress. Little wins.
Yeah, and that point about breaking things down, it connects directly to setting realistic goals and expectations. Cool. The toolkit stresses, look, it's not about chasing perfection. That's often an anxiety trap itself. It's more about making consistent progress. Small steps forward, it suggests that actually chunking larger goals into smaller, more manageable steps, and maybe even tracking your progress, can be super motivating. You get to see those small victories, which reinforces that you can do it, and makes the big goal feel less, well, overwhelming.
Absolutely. And another really vital practical skill the toolkit covers is effective problem solving for anxiety-inducing situations. It lays out this sort of systematic approach, almost like being a detective for your own problems. First, define the problem, really nail down what the core issue is and not just the surface stuff. Then generate alternative solutions. Brainstorm, get creative, don't judge the ideas yet. And finally, evaluate the pros and cons of each potential fix. Make an informed choice, not just reacting out of anxiety. That structure really helps cut through the panic and uncertainty, doesn't it?
It really does. And something else that's particularly empowering in this section is the focus on assertiveness training, which isn't about being aggressive, not at all. It's about finding your voice, learning how to express your needs, opinions, and boundaries in a clear and respectful manner. So anxiety doesn't silence you or push you into just, you know, pleasing everyone else. And crucially, it emphasizes setting healthy boundaries. That's essential for protecting your well-being. When you define what's okay and what's not okay for you, you create this sense of safety and control. That can significantly reduce anxiety from external sources.
Okay, so finally, the toolkit kind of ties it all together by really emphasizing nurturing your well-being through self-care. And it presents self-care not as some kind of leisure, you know, an optional extra, but as a fundamental component of mental well-being, foundational. It really drives home the need to create a personalized self-care routine, something that actually works for you. We're all different.
Yeah, and connecting that to the bigger picture, the toolkit shows self-care is much broader than just, say, bubble baths, though those can be nice too. It's really multifaceted. It covers several key pillars. First, exercise. It details how physical activity directly impacts anxiety symptoms, releases endorphins, improves sleep, a whole cascade of benefits. Second, nutrition. It goes beyond just eat healthy. It highlights links between specific nutrients, brain function, mood, suggests maybe an anxiety-friendly diet could include things like omega-3s or certain greens that support your brain chemistry. And third, sleep and relaxation. This part is really comprehensive, stresses how vital quality sleep is, offers concrete tips for improving sleep hygiene, like consistent bedtimes, creating a relaxing sleep space. And then it introduces various relaxation techniques, things like progressive muscle relaxation tensing and releasing muscles-guided imagery, using visualization, even aromatherapy, lots of options.
It's really clear the toolkit takes this holistic view, doesn't it? Showing how all these bits, physical health, thoughts, emotions, daily habits, they all fit together. They create this whole ecosystem, really, that supports well-being. It feels like a complete guide to building a more resilient self.
So we've taken quite a journey through the Out of the Despair toolkit. We've unpacked understanding anxiety, looked at foundational tools for the mind, practical strategies for taking control day to day, and finally, nurturing your whole self through self-care. It's really packed with stuff that invites you, you know, to take action.
Absolutely. And I think the core message, the thread running through it all, is about embracing a life of calm and confidence.
Aww.
Through building resilience and self-empowerment. Mm. It's also a really kind reminder that healing is not a straight path. There are going to be ups and downs, good days, bad days. That's normal.
Yeah.
But it also stresses that every step you take, no matter how small, is worth celebrating. It's about acknowledging the effort, right? Not just waiting for some perfect outcome. So listening to this now, what does this all mean for you? Maybe. Maybe it's just picking one thing, one new strategy from everything we've talked about. Maybe trying out that cognitive diffusion idea, or really prioritizing sleep tonight, or maybe just setting one small realistic goal for tomorrow. The toolkit offers so many pathways, so many tools, but the most important journey, that's the one you take for yourself, starting right where you are today.
Mm-hmm. And just a final thought to maybe leave you with, if a toolkit like this can offer such structured yet compassionate guidance for something as complex as anxiety, what other challenges in your life, personal challenges, might actually be transformed if you approach them with a similar kind of framework?
Yeah.
Step by step, with understanding, that power of understanding combined with consistent, kind application. It's actually pretty profound when you think about it.